Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. Today I want to talk about edible flowers. Flowers are actually considered the sex organs of plants, and they are so beautiful. They actually allure us with their color and their fragrance. And many of them are edible. Of course, there's some plants you can never eat, and you would never want to eat flowers that come from a flower shop or are flown in or you're buying off online. But, you know, very often nowadays, the farmer's market has edible flowers, and hopefully you can grow some. And there's probably even a lot that are wild. So what do you do with these flowers? Well, I generally, I don't wash them, so I want to collect them unsprayed from a clean area. And I will put them on top of any dish that I'm serving, whether it be a salad or raw vegan cupcake or a casserole. Flowers add a specialness to your food and make whoever you are making the food feel like they are beloved, as well as yourself. The reason I don't want to wash the flowers first is if you wash the pollen out, that pollen is technically the sperm of the flowers, and it's really high in components that are good for our libido and fertility and reproductive systems. So you can use them to decorate. They make any cake beautiful. You could freeze them in an ice cube tray. I usually fill the ice cube tray up halfway, put a flower in each tray, and then let it freeze, and then cover the rest of the ice cube tray with water, because if you do it all at once, the flowers will float to the top. You can stuff flowers, guacamole stuffed tulips. One of my favorite flowers that grow so well here is daylilies. Daylilies, Hemericallis, those beautiful orange flowers. And they are traditionally in Asian medicine considered good for the lungs. And they look really beautiful. They're orange in color. And you can dig up the roots if you have too many of them and cook them like little potatoes. Apple blossoms are edible. They're good for fertility. Borage flowers. Now, borage does contain an alkaloid called pyrrolizidine, so I wouldn't overeat them. Calendula are easy to grow. Calendula edible, medicinal, helps to deter deep infection that's trapped in the body. You can eat hibiscus, and I know we don't think of hibiscus growing here in Colorado, but they do. But also, hollyhock is a close relative, and rose of Sharon. Beautiful, edible, absolutely. All of the mint flowers are edible. Purslane is edible. The whole plant is edible. Lilacs are edible. I made lilac-infused water last night just by putting lilacs in a carafe of water, letting it sit for an hour. Oh, so beautiful. Eat the flowers. Eat the weeds. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.